Hello and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Podcasts. And you know, I normally open with good morning, but since I said that once already today with the whole oopsie with Afterlife, I cannot believe I did that, but I'm so glad I found it. So I hope you had a chance to listen to that and enjoy it. And yes, you really did hear the score on that correctly. I really did give that an 8.5 out of 10. Now, you're probably wondering what I thought of Frozen Fever. Now, this goes down a whole other path. I mean, in Afterlife, we really got to see a lot more of the whole emotional connection. But Frozen Empire, ignore the rest of the critics out there. I mean, I'm serious. Like, just flush. You can flush their reviews. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I know there's a lot of people that take them seriously, but take this one seriously, for real. But, okay, with the original Ghostbusters, we're introduced to the story. We follow them along. They're busting ghosts. There's a lot of humor, a lot of comedy. Ghostbusters 2, we kind of see the extension of that, but it seems like they lose their way a little bit. Ghostbusters 3, the one that we're going to completely forget about, that female one that just was a total train wreck. Ghostbusters 4, which was Afterlife, obviously gave a great score to. And then now with Ghostbusters 5, but there's a lot of people who actually only consider this Ghostbusters 4 because that train wreck of a Ghostbusters, they don't count in that category. And one of those is my better half that doesn't even count that one in that category whatsoever. But in Afterlife, like I said, it connected to the heart. It reconnected to the story by going back to the roots of Egon Spengler and kind of how that ties back in. And then, of course, we got to see the rest of the Ghostbusters as part of that. With this one, they really get back to the roots of what we see in the first movie. We get back to the busting ghosts. We get back into the origin stories of where these ghosts come from. And, okay, it plays a little bit into, like, the mummy-type vibes and plays a little bit into the whole... Okay, I'll be honest. When I saw this and I saw the previews and I saw the posters, I'm like, Elsa gone wild? The whole Frozen Empire thing. It's like, and then you see all these ice spikes and stuff kind of going everywhere and you see all this. So I was kind of worried they were going to lose their way with that. But, I mean, kind of like the whole yin and yang. Well, what's the opposite of ice? Well, I'm not going to give that away. That would technically be a spoiler, so I won't tell you that. But it has a big thing to do with the movie. And so here we get to see the family has moved from Oklahoma back to New York, and they're in the firehouse, and they're just trying to figure out how it fits in. And of course, we get to see a lot of really familiar faces from the first movie, both some good and some not so good faces that we get to see. And it's either going to leave you cheering or reeling, one of the two on that. But it really does pay homage to the direction that the story has gone, and it almost even leads us into that there could be more to this. But score-wise, you know, I was really torn on this. I parts of me really enjoyed the movie as much as Afterlife. Part of me, not quite as much, but it's purely from the critic's perspective. It tells more of a story, but it doesn't have quite so much heart, so I knocked it only a quarter point down from Afterlife. So I am giving Ghostbusters Frozen Empire it's still an 8.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, mind you, before you get too deep into that, I have actually had movies end up on my number one of my top 10 list with an 8.25 out of 10. Will that be the case this year? No, as we've already had a 9 in 2024. If you were curious about that one, it's just an episode from a couple days ago, so be sure and go check that out. But when I was talking to my better half about this movie, as soon as it got done, he was actually mentioning that he enjoyed this more than Afterlife. And then just a couple casual, or not more than Afterlife, he enjoyed Afterlife more than Frozen Empire, or at least that they were pretty close on the whole thing. It's like they were it's like a teeter-totter, or maybe it's like leaning one way a little bit, but it's not like tipped all the way one direction. And so that was kind of a thing. And then when it's just kind of a thing I do when people are walking out of the theater, I ask them what they thought. And there were a couple people that are like, well, I can understand why critics are kind of being a little bit harsh on it for not having as much heart to it. And I'm, of course, I'm just mimicking and just making fun of a voice that I heard tonight. Not that he had a speech impediment or anything like that. I'm just like just being silly. If you're listening to this podcast, yeah, you know who you are. But, I mean, the critics are destroying this movie, and there's no reason for it. I will say outwardly and openly that I am giving Frozen Empire a guilty rating. Some of the ghosts and the specters that we see in this, they're a little bit intense, and especially if you are like very religious or something like that, you might find this disturbing, or if you have very young children. It may take some explaining. I'm not saying that they can't see this at all, but I'm seeing it might take some explanations because there's some parts that could be a little bit intense for the youngest of viewers. Now, with that, we get to see some really intense, like, creature monsters thingy. Like I said, there was a little bit of, like, the mummy type vibe a little bit to this because there's an ancient relic that ties into, like, one of the monsters and kind of goes back into, like, ancient Egyptian type stone carving stuff and hieroglyphics a little bit. It just kind of crosses that line. But the story doesn't go down that direction. That's not the direction that the story goes with that. And of course, it wouldn't be Ghostbusters if they weren't dealing with... just refer back to movies 1 and 2 on like what they dealt with being in New York. I can't be a whole lot more specific on like some of that part of it without giving that away. And I'm not going to give that away because that's too good. I mean, when that comes up on the screen, you're like... I don't want to yell too loud because this microphone is sensitive and picks up everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly, literally. But this one, I just had so much fun. And if you listened to my original review of Afterlife this morning and are just now catching up with the Frozen Empire, it's like you heard the pure excitement that was in my voice with Afterlife coming out. I mean, it only took how many years for us to finally get a good sequel? And this one, as good as it was, like I said, it just was lacking a little bit of that heart, a little bit of that connection, but it more than makes up for it at the end. Now, I do want to add in that there was just, I made it through the whole movie. Now, like in Afterlife, there were multiple times when I cried, and I openly admit when I bawl and just absolutely lose it while watching a movie. And this one, it's like there was a couple nostalgic moments, but it was just as the movie was getting towards the end. And you know me, no spoilers, but trust me, this isn't a spoiler. As at the very end, it says in big print across the screen, "For Ivan." Now, this was the first one of the Ghostbusters movies that he was not directly involved with because he's gone, obviously. And when I saw "For Ivan" pop up on the screen, that's when the waterfall started. It's like, I was keeping it together until I saw that. I was hoping that they were going to pay honor or pay homage to him in some way. And if you know anything about the Ghostbusters franchise at all, how important he was to this whole thing. And if you don't know, it's like the information's out there to find. It's like, feel free to look that up because there's a lot of really great information out there. But also, if you go to see this one, be sure and stay into the credits. There is actually a bonus scene in the credits that will make you laugh until your stomach hurts. Just almost literally, but not. Sorry, arguing with one of my kitties here again, as usual. But it wouldn't be me here in my office without my babies. As you know, my little movie deputy mascots, all 6 of them that... I mean, you've heard them fight, you've heard them growl, you've heard them meow, a little bit of everything, all of that. Was there anything you wanted to add, hon? But specifically about what you thought about the movie?
I can't think of anything at the moment.
I invited my better half to come in here and sit in with me. He kind of, as you heard, gave a little bit of his commentary on Afterlife, and so I wanted to invite him in here for this one in case there's anything he wanted to add. But I can definitely say that I highly, highly recommend this. So if this is one that you've been wanting to check out, or if you checked out Afterlife and you were a fan, or if you've ever been a fan of the originals, I mean, the way that the story has progressed, and depending on how this one does, this might not be the last that we see of the Ghostbusters. Personally, I hope this isn't the last one. because these characters, they're the way that they're developing them, there is a lot of promise of more to come. And I, like I said, I hope that this is not the last that we will see of them. Sorry, one of my kitties is just being an absolute spaz. As usual, it wouldn't be me if that was not the case. So, I hope that you are going to have an amazing day. Yes, believe it or not, you got two, count them, one, two Movie Deputy episodes in the same day. But that's not all, because, of course, I reviewed Kung Fu Panda 4 recently. So you're going to be getting 1, 2, 3, and 4 very soon. So if you're looking for a movie to see this weekend, be sure and check this one out, because this is going to be one that you're going to be glad you did. Like I said, ignore the other critics out there. I'm not saying I know the best about everything, but I can definitely let you know that this one is a lot more enjoyable than a lot of the critics are even leaning towards on this. So, until next time, I will be back. Of course, you know what buttons to push, so you never miss the latest and greatest from Movie Deputy herself, aka me. But, of course, have fun with it. Have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.